Thanks so much. I hope you're enjoying the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. If you are, there's more of it online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, everybody. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, there was a really interesting space shuttle mission over the weekend where they had to do all kinds of improvised hanging a guy from a crane, and he was trying to not get electrocuted way out in icy space.
Amazing.
We're going to talk to a space-loving high school kid who actually got to be there for the launch. First, though, we're going to get today's headlines from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Media mogul Oprah Winfrey spoke out this morning about a sex abuse scandal in her South African school for girls. A dormitory matron has been accused of assaulting students at the Academy for Disadvantaged Youth. The 27-year-old was released on bail today but faces 13 charges of indecent assault and criminal injury. Winfrey held a video conference from Chicago this morning.
This has been one of the most devastating, if not the most devastating, experience of my life. But like all such experiences, there's always much to be gained, and I think there's a lot to be learned. We are moving forward to create a safe, an open, and a receptive environment for the girls.
It's an emotional issue for Winfrey, who has spoken openly about her own abuse as a child. Winfrey said she's encouraged the students to break the silence of abuse and speak up if they've been abused or know details that could help investigators. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today has urged Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf to step down as head of the army and restore constitutional law. On Saturday, Musharraf declared a state of emergency, fired independent-minded judges off the Supreme Court, and suspended the country's constitution. The move comes days ahead of a Supreme Court decision that could have declared Musharraf's re-election unconstitutional. Meanwhile, hundreds of lawyers have been clashing with police in the streets of some Pakistani cities. The BBC's Barbara Plett has details from Islamabad.
The largest protest took place in Lahore, and there police used tear gas and baton charged lawyers, and some of them were injured. And in Karachi and Lahore, and I believe also in Rawalpindi, dozens of lawyers were arrested. Here in Islamabad, dozens of lawyers did stage a protest, but it didn't last very long, and they went back home peacefully. Looking at the area where they had been protesting, it's absolutely clear that the police are determined to keep protests down. They had deployed dozens of provincial and Islamabad police. They had set up razor wire. They had set up sandbag outposts at the end of each street.
That's the BBC's Barbara Plett in Islamabad. The Bush administration has said it will review billions of dollars in aid to Pakistan, but officials affirmed Pakistan's position as a key ally in the U.S. fight against terrorism. And it is, what's today? Monday, I think. And that means we talk about movies. And despite all the buzz, Jerry Seinfeld's animation film B-Movie got stung at the box office by An American Gangster. Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe star in American Gangster, a film about crime boss Frank Lucas. Here's a clip from the movie.
That's how I make it all stick. This man murdered thousands of people, and he did it from a penthouse driving a Lincoln. Aside from that, you got nothing to worry about.
That's pretty good. But that's why we go to court, isn't it, Richie? Because I got witnesses, too. I got celebrities. I got sports figures. I got Harlem, Richie. I took care of Harlem, so Harlem's going to take care of me. You can believe that.
The gangster drama took in $46.3 million at the box office over the weekend. B-Movie was second with $39.1 million. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I forgot what day it was.
It can happen when you get up at 3 in the morning.
It's all one blur. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks. Rachel.